That Tosfos doesn't make sense. Okay? Look at the Tosfos Ayin Hei. And what we're doing here now really is continuing on the broad theme that we started with the Egle Tau, namely a delayed action malocha. A malocha which involves a time lapse. When does the Iso occur? Okay? We need the two of you, we need a Gemara. You have the dibbles with you? Give me an extra copy.
Another week or
four pages. Okay. What a fresh memory on Hatzad Chalazon, on the Isu of Netila Sashoma. Okay. So Gemara asks, right, Hatzad Chalazon, right, why isn't there Netila Sashoma? Pick up the Gemara again. Velechayiv Namish Netila Sashoma, right, there's 7-8 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shepotzo Mes. Okay. That's an easy way out. It was dead. We just want the juice out of him, but the glandular secretion, but it was a dead one when you got him, so there's only Tils and Shoma. All you have is a shayla of Disha, but you're squeezing chalozen juice. Right? Rav Amar afilu temo potochai, but besasiku eisen Tils and Shoma. Okay? Says besasik ay psigresha v'lo yomus. There's no mesasek when there's a psikresha, right? Shiny hocho, the kama just been shomer tvei nichelik. Remember, keich the letzel tzivei, where we explained when the effort is being made for care to undo the psikresha, to oppose the psikresha. Pick up tesis, right? Hatzot chalozo. Man de mukolok shepotzuchai osu shapir. Not hatzot chalozo, the derech lepotzo miyad. Achatzeda calls manshuchai. Right? Kamashon apelishapotsuchai, lemachai, mishmitil zeshoma. Right? Dafil mandamukul shapotsubes. Right? Kamashmalon. Delomachai betseda shalom, mishmitil zeshoma. Why? Why aren't you chayiv when you took him out of the water? A fish out of water can't live. So why isn't that netil zeshoma? Not because I squeezed him, because I took him in Mokor Chiyuso. Why? Da'afa gav amin perish b'otzim hashol ledog man hayom kivin shiovich bo kisela. That's the Gemara says. If and that's bein snapirov, meaning in the gill area. If it dries, then hocha, then he's mess. Hocha Hashem achalozon dakel afach esul kamisasa. That's where, what kind of chaos is that? But I took him out, I killed him. He's dead. Not yet, but dead, almost, right? But the chalazon does something. He struggles. Because he struggles, he dies faster.
Right.
There for what? He struggles, dies faster, therefore what?
It wasn't only your meister that caused his death.
Therefore what? Therefore, he hurried up his death.
Correct.
No. So what's the shayla? I put a pot of water on the fire, right? And you come along and raise the flame. It would have boiled in 10 minutes. Because of you, it boils in 5 minutes. I'm poto, you're chayev. Want to follow that through your mind again?
Right, but there's a chiluk.
I did a ma'aseh melocha. I did a ma'aseh to kill him. I took him out of the water. That's going to kill him. I was going to kill him in 10 minutes. But the chalazu struggled. If he would lie quietly, he'll die in 10 minutes. If he struggles, he'll die in 9 minutes. Therefore, he killed himself. Okay?
Can we say there's a big chiluk between the tzilat neshama and cooking?
The what?
Can we say there's a chiluk between being a tzilat neshama and cooking?
Why?
With cooking, you can have multiple people all contributing towards the cooking act. When it comes to be mechayev somebody in mita or in tzilat neshama, only one person can be chayev, by definition of...
Why?
Well, I don't know why, but I'm saying
why?
That.
Why? No.
Meaning,
why can't you have
can you execute two people?
Everybody chayev, why?
Fine. Can Beitin execute two people for murder, for the same murder? They can't. I thought only one person could be chayev for a murder, right?
No.
You can execute two people for one murder?
Okay.
I would say no.
I just gave you a yakar metzia, something that's worth all the education of the world. A piece of Gemara. Gemara Sanhedrin. Okay? Take a look at Gemara Sanhedrin. No, sorry. First, look at it was Moshe. Let him ask the kasha. Okay. Okay. With us, there's Ora Mem Aleph. Right. Hod the kosher tesis. Alpha God damlin and Ashol the dog men ayam kiven sheyrosh kisela chayev. Shema chalazon darka lefaches and kami soso. Right. That's what tesis said. Lo moving hatam she put over there. She nikrav al lepichot. There she nikrav lepichosu. Kiven she bold she achar eze show she savish. No doubt took him out of the water. Says Yovich Kisela, right? Then Hare Esem Chiyuvu or Machalokam and Amayim. The who, I underlined it for you. Kimalech is Bishul. Shilo also rak hamoda sakder laish. The chayev after nasa achakach maisa habishu memele al deish. The chainhu, see how it ties together what we've been learning. Zorea against eglital. Zorea venotea after lo nishrash ad lach kariyomim. Kamokain hu chayev hu chiyev the tivu shoma the dog amasha the doshun shoma the dog amasha also afrak bozesha not lo menamayim shabada yomosel is a Avshim hoye meze siba hulso lamayim or benadei pichuso benadei inshachine. What if the chalazon struggles and jumps back into the water? I took him out of the water. I thought I caught him, and he jumps out of the water, jumps back into the water, right there. Kodem shenishavish hoye nifto meyachas shelo mesa. Al kol ponim v'lonig mamalachto, shekeinu bin zame shol nizbashol akdeira meiza siba, v'lonisushu ma shezor avenota v'lo shayach lechur v'lechari b'neim. What does he say? Yechayev for bishul, right? Even though we know very well that something may interrupt your maaseh.
Either interrupt or improve.
Well, right. So therefore, what does Hesed mean? Because the chalazon will struggle and be mekarem misosa. V'imkein, kivon shalai hufu l'mayim, bo yemes gam b'shul ma'asov shalokho ben amayim, levad, ein tam lepotro machvat shepechoso tivon misosa. Gam the svar zu the tesis she nifta boze she nikre bo misoso de apichus afsho yemes beloze bo zman nimso behemet kder al eish she boru sho yse mushelas ber sho u bo acher bo echot bo hosem eish le kar bi sho vos vashe be chasisho i poter rishon lo mosinu chidish gonol kaze be shum makom lo be tesis lo be dir yosena yem. So the big kasha is, why didn't you ask that kasha? So it's obvious. Okay. Teisha says, I told you about my father Zatzal, about the Bocha came into his shir and asked me to read the Gemara, and he said, the Heilige Rashi Zot, Achsidish, a fellow, Rasha Kodesh says, so Tzatzat would always say, in this shir there's no Rasha Kodesh. Why? Because Rasha Kodesh, you can't ask any kashas on Rasha Kodesh. I plan to ask kashas on it. Therefore, it's Rashi. Toshis HaKodosh? No, you have to ask a kasha. V'gam minolu l'toshis chidosh kozeh da'av shibiku asor abozeach hazeh tanya b'san hedon da'fayin ches. That's where we're up to. That's what I had to add to you now. And this, by the way, people, not that Baruch Hashem, you don't have to be reminded of this, but it's good to remind you anyway. What the Gemara calls Sadno de Aro Chadahu. The lay of the land is one. We're talking about Haloche. It's one lay of the land. If you follow along, you come to rivers and streams and forests and mountains and jungles, but they're all connected. You have to make sure you're not missing an important connection. Here, we're going to jump right from Shabbos to Sanhedrin, right? But we're going to deal with the same principle, a delayed action, a delayed action result. Tana Rabbana, the second line, Hiko Asor B'nei Odom B'Asor Maklos Umeis. Bein bevasachas, bein bozeach hazeh. Pturin. 10 people, right? Hitting a man with a stick. Each one hitting with a stick, his own stick, right? And they kill him. They're all put. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira omer, not true. If it bevasachas, ein hachanami. I don't have any one person who I can be mechayev for netilas and shomo. Exactly the same netilas and shomo from chalozon. Now we jump to man, right? Because the Gemara believed in evolution, right? So man originated from chalozon. But b'zeh achazeh ha'achron chayev. Vibnei shekirev es misoso.
He says if b'bal echad, then he agrees that it's pator.
He killed misoso. 9 guys beat the hell out of him, or maybe the hell into him, but they gotta go. Right. And now comes the 10th fellow and finishes off the job. He's chayev. His blow couldn't kill him. Not if he started as blow number 1. As blow number 10, he killed him. Why is he chayev? So here, I want to lay the groundwork for what has gone. This, if I present you this way, I think, in Yitzhak Shem, you'll be able to finish the divos without looking at the divos. Finish on your own. A gosis is a fellow who is going to die.
Deathbed.
He's going to die. When the whole gosis, we assume he's going to die. Halachically, he's going to die. Whether he will or will not, that's up to the Ben Shalom. But a pialoche, he's going to die. Ahoy, gets a gosis. If he's not a trefo, which a gzer sakoso was most likely, the pater trefer. Trefer means a specific mum, even though a trefer can live. Trefer could live a long time.
But less than a year, though, right?
Huh?
B'chavad HaRav, it's less than a year. A trefer is assumed to die.
Yeah, but he can live 10 years also. and he's still a treifa.
But halachically, we assume he's dead in a
year. Yeah, we assume, but again, but certainly he can live a year.
Right.
Right, according to everybody.
Right.
Right. He can live a lot longer than this poor guy who got nine skull fractures, soul fractures, right? Yet the halachic treifa is potter. Okay, principle number one. Principle number two. I kill a baby who's only a day old. Chayev. Maybe not. Maybe, you can argue, maybe he's not vaday alive.
Right,
but 31 days, certainly. You kill a man who's 107 years old. He now holds the record. Right? So the odds are that he's not going to survive too many more years. Right. Also chayiv. I only took a few years from him. Maybe I took 80 years from him, 90 years from him. No. He's a chayiv. Right? So what do you know from here? A person has a set amount of time he's supposed to live. In living, you get sick and you start a process of dying. But that's a chayiv, a whole dvoro. He's a live man. Rightfully healthy, but he already went through two catheterizations, right? Had seven heart attacks, right? He has kidney failure, right? All no trefa, his own, right? You wouldn't want to give him an insurance policy, right? But if you kill him, you chayv misa. Okay. So we have what? That's the point I want to make. We have a qualitative concept of life, not a quantitative one. Okay, that's critical. That's a critical point. You don't measure life, right, quantitatively, but as a qualitative state called alive. Okay? Now pick up the Gemara and pick up the little tesis on the top of the sugi there.
How do we define what's a mum?
Huh?
How do we define a mum?
Find what?
A mum for a trefa.
Oh, that's like the yud ches trefos of an animal. He has a puncture in his esophagus, neck of innovation. He can live a long time.
So, but why couldn't from a stab wound, why couldn't a person be a trefa?
By what?
You might be.
From a stab wound.
Could be, depends where you stabbed him.
Could be a trefa. However, if it lasts long enough and the person dies, then...
Yeah, it could, depends, again, in the halacha, you stab him in the stomach, he could be a trefa. Right? You stab him in the lung, he could be a trefa. Right? You stab him in the pancreas, he's not a trefa.
Brain, kidneys.
So then what is the concept?
These are technical terms.
So then what is the concept behind one who kills a trefa is patur?
What is the concept behind it?
Yeah.
Very important concept. Kodesh Baruch Hu said so. Good.
Oh, yeah?
That takes care of all questions. Salach al Moshe
Rishina. No, it's a second person
concentration. We can't kill
you. Yeah. Okay. Same, isn't that the trefo is a trefo? I mean, this is the animal we declare a trefo. Even though I can show you by veterinary medicine today that this animal is perfectly fine. Right. Okay. That's not open to modification because our statement, trefe in a chaye, is not a lochel moshe mishina. That's our bright idea. That's already our chachomim figured out that these trefes most likely in a chaye, but if you have chaye, it's no problem. It doesn't change our lochel.
It seems like it's on the chetza, as in the person who we're determining based on what state the person was in, whether when he was killed, versus on the Netzilat Neshama being done by the Osei.
Yeah, but again, the state that the person is in, right, doesn't seem to make any difference if you evaluate it qualitatively. quantitatively, yes, this guy is very sick, he's going to die, etc. Like a ghost is. Ghost Gemara has a klal, will not live more than 3 days. Right? You kill a ghost, says Shechayim Misa, period. Why? It's his 3 days he's entitled to. Not your 3 days.
Okay, I guess what I'm asking is, in the beginning, what we said that if 10 hit at the same time and they're all Pturin, so what do they? They go back to live in society as they were?
Yeah.
It's called Tesis. Okay? I'm sorry, gotta do. Sorry, we should learn a few more lines in the Gemara. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, go back to Gemara before the Tesis. Ushneim mikoyche dorshu, ish kiyake kol nefesh adam. Rabbanan savri kol nefesh adika kol nefesh. He has to have his whole nefesh. Rabbi Yudhi ben Seir Sova, no. Kol nefesh is kol duhu nefesh. Therefore, after the 9 skull fractures which he suffered from the first 9 guys, he's not dead. Right? He's entitled to live with 9 skull fractures. Because Bo gave him all life. You took away that life. So you took away kol nefesh, any amount of nefesh you took away, you're chayiv. That's the machlokes. All from the same pasuk. It's how you darshan the word kol, how you darshan the word kol, what kind of emphasis you use, what kind of tone of voice you use when you read the pasuk. One says, kol nefesh, any kind of nefesh. Or he said, no, only kol nefesh. Amar Rava, Hakol Modim, Behorig Esat Chayv or Eshu Poto. No discussion of that one. Okay.
When we say Chayv and Patur here, are we talking Chayv Mita or?
If you look at Rashi is a Lashon, he's a walking dead man. Gavu Katilu, that's a Treifa. Okay.
But he's sorry, Chodov, is he giving the rationale, or is he just giving a description?
No,
description. Is he saying he's Patur because he's a walking dead man, or is he? Because he's not saying Gzirat HaKatuv.
No.
He seems to be giving a reason that
right.
This man's considered dead.
Just an expression. Right? How do we treat, meaning psychologically, philosophically, how do you treat this man? Right, Jim, he's really—he's a walking dead man. He's a zombie. Right.
So why wouldn't Rashi apply it to a ghost ace also then?
That what?
So why wouldn't Rashi consider a ghost ace a walking dead man as well then?
Because I had to explain why the treifa is potu, right? And a let's see, we can give him one of those. Why a treifa is poto and a ghost is chayiv?
I'm totally alive. You're totally alive. You're totally alive. You're totally alive. You kill someone, totally alive. By the way, it's kol duhu nefesh means anything at all.
Any damage at all?
Meaning you can read kol as either any or kol as a complete at all.
Okay, people, are you with us?
So I'm reading it as complete God.
The ghost is b'nei shemayim, shuchayim, right? No argument. Right? Man is dying, he has cancer, he's dying, he's a ghost, you kill him, you're chayim. Pull the plug on the ventilator, you're chayim misa. That's called the holy b'yadayim.
Is that grama?
Not a grama.
Really?
That's a raya. Your people rinse in the headland. I put a man in a bayit shoshayish, in a mausoleum, in a marble house, right? And I close the door. It's a grama potter for Mrs. Bezdin. He dies asphyxiation 2 days later. Use up the oxygen. If I light a candle, I'm chayiv.
Correct.
Why? I took away his oxygen. You follow?
Yeah, but Kavod Rav, isn't the ventilator case closer to the door case? Because
I'm sorry?
Isn't removing the ventilator closer to closing the door? Because the
no.
candle is something which is actively going to remove
no.
the oxygen.
He has oxygen going in his mouth, and I take the oxygen away.
Oh, okay, fine, okay. I mean, like unplugging.
The ventilator.
I mean, like unplugging the ventilator.
No.
Okay.
I removed the vent. I remove his. I used up his oxygen. That's a bee dying.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. Or rather, what today they're trying to sell as passive euthanasia, halachically it's active euthanasia. Removal of a ventilator. Okay. Next, go for it a little bit. No nechagol of a ghost is b'nei Adam. He's a ghost is because somebody shot him. Somebody beat him. He's going to die. The call is rov ghost in lemisa. We go bus a rov in dinin lefoshos. Ma medamele le trefer. Ma medamele le ghost is b'nei shemayim. Ma medamele le trefer. My timer, lo v'damlo g'dei shemayim, goes to g'dei shemayim, lo savid b'maisa, hayis savid b'maisa. There was no man involved. There was a man that milkayav yisoso. Manda medamlo the goes to g'dei shemayim, my timer, lo v'damlo g'dei trefo, trefo mechat chesimonim, ho lo mechat chesimonim. That's the one shot, meaning, yeah, he has a visit, I know his diagnosis. Right? He has a hole in his esophagus. Right? A gosis that he's dying because he has a hole in 10 other places that we don't see. Right? Yeah, we don't. Whatever that tell us means. Okay. Now comes the critical last piece. Right. Tone tane kamed rav sheshes. Ish ki yake kol nefesh odom lohove yes amake es chavero ve'em bo g'day lohomis. Ubo achar v'emiso shu chayev. That the second one is chayev. Em bo g'day lohomis pshita. Certainly the first guy, what, punch him in the nose. Next guy shot him in the head. Of course the second one is chayev. Right? Elo, no, yesh bo kedei lahomis. The first guy shot him in the head. But shot in the head, he's going to survive a whole hour. Ubo acher v'imiso, shehu chayev. The second guy is chayev. Okay.
Is the first
now
one
going
case? Is the first one not chayiv in that particular case?
Sorry.
Is the first one not chayiv?
First one not chayiv. No, first one they did nothing. All he did was kill him. He did nothing.
It's the Gemar Malacha that's going to be.
Yeah, it's a kind of the makaba, literally the makaba patish. He hit him with a hammer. Right? Okay, now we need this little Tosfos, and then we can do the dibbles. The ghost is b'nei Adam, right? says, Gosu b'dei shamayim, and you kill him, you're chayiv. Gosu b'dei odom, someone gave him a fatal blow, and you go ahead and you kill him, and you finish the job, you're chayiv. Tema, also she'oso gosis. This first fellow who made him into a gosis, amai poto, harov gosu lemiso, v'amrinan b'reish ben sorer, hochem b'din afosho zach harov. והמכה חברו ועומדו למיסו ומס מילו מחייבי? הנמה עומד למיסו הוא? Unbelievable question. Right? Well, a fellow goes ahead and beats up someone. So Bezin sends in a bunch of doctors and they evaluate, say, no, this man can't make it. Right? He's going to die. That's called omduhu. Right? Or prognostication, a prognosis. Doctors gave the prognosis, he's going to die. Right? And what? He dies 10 days later. He dies 4 years later. But never got up. You have such cases nowadays. Fellow shot in the head, right? Put him on a ventilator. Never gets better. And over 4 years' time, he dies. In American law, it's a murder. Now you charge the one who did that to him for murder. 4 years later, and halacha the same thing. If amdu lemiso, then no matter how long it takes him to die, the action, right, is 4 years ago. The gemar is 4 years later. The action gemar tied together is chayiv.
So what's happening to the guy in the meantime?
Artazoi. There we go. Listen, if you go ahead and you learn the Tosfos first, then you come ask questions.
That's fair.
Okay, watch. Honami Omed Lemiso. This first fellow, he said, he made a gosis bidei odom. Gosis bidei odom means someone did it to him. So it's ready amdu lemiso. That's why he called him a gosis.
Yeah.
So why isn't he chayev? Yeshloma, kivan sheikila all of Torah, shechof shenoso kamin mesomuch, v'yafa pi shamdu lemiso, ein hogin kozman shulchai, v'zim lenamem omne lemiso v'chai, afagav derubu maisi, hilcho kivan shebo acha v'hogo poto. New boys, make a lane.
Saying it's not really a firm rove, okay, is just a rove, and therefore it's not a stone,
okay,
guarantee. So your butter is very bizarre.
Okay. The kashi is, why waste money feeding a prisoner on death row? Right? Why don't you kill him? Why don't you put him on death row? So in America, you put him on death row because there are lawyers who are going to catch out. And you hear nowadays, man was put to death for a murder he committed in 1984.
Yeah.
That's called chovshet also. We do it because of a legal process. But he says, very strange thing. Make up your mind. You have confidence in your halacha, or don't you have confidence? You told me that it goes as, rov goes to levisa. Rov means vadai. Why? We kill Bosa Rov. So therefore, Rov is enough evidence to kill the man. So why do you struggle? Chov Shalom Solimo says, while this guy you beat up and the Bezin were omdin lemiso, that he's going to die. Yet, you don't kill this fellow. As soon as the doctor's report came in, that he's going to die from this blow. Kill the man, he just killed him. He already committed murder. It's going to be a few days later, why not commit it? The maaseh that's going to be mechayev him is the maaseh that he did. He did the maaseh that made this man into a gosis. Making a man into a gosis takes away his life. Because Grove goes to Lemiso. Yet we say no chov should also. We lock him up and let's see what happens. Why? Tosha says it's not nice to say this to pre-med students, right? But sometimes a doctor makes a mistake. Therefore, since Hoshin also shows, Ho goes to Lamisa. It's a badai, right? Not a sophic. But I'm not so sure. Look at the language of Tosfos. Unbelievable Tosfos. Vizim Nami, the Om de Lamisa, Vahai. Afagav the Ruba Maisi. Yeah, Rub die. But sometimes this one may live. Therefore, I'm not prepared to kill the murderer until I know that he's dead. Hilko Kivan Shabacha Vahogo Potu. Right? What? Teda, look a little further. The Ho Ashkan goes as Bidei Shemayim, the Nechshav Kechai, Lechayiv Es HaHogo, Afagav the Rob goes to Lemiso. Hilkach Ein Etimoa Begoes Beyodom, Im Nechshavnu Kechai Lifto Misha Oso Gosis. What the heck is Tosha saying? I used to have a klal I share with Tamidim. Pray that you get only big Tosis. It's the little Tosis that can do you in. Why? Tosis is a good Balmazbil, the Bali Tosis. They can also talk. They know how to teach. So when they take that time to teach, they give a nice big Tosis. It scares you. Big Tosis, some higher. They'll explain themselves. When you get some little tosfos like this and they start throwing at you these concepts without explaining them because he thinks you're smarter than you are. What am I telling you? A murderer you are, but maybe not, maybe he'll live. Okay. I'm gonna add a concept which the Dibble doesn't add, which I think is critical. Today there's an international mood against capital punishment, trying to do away with the death penalty. Under a misguided notion that no man has a right to take another man's life, whatever that means. A kind of, we are playing God when he takes someone's life. Only God can do that. And nonsense. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Mos Yomus, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, it's my life, I gave it, I tell you, take it away. You're my shliach, you take it away quick. Right? Kilo yichupar elo bedam shofcho. The land will not be forgiven except with the blood of the one who spilt the blood. That's Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, Kadosh Baruch Hu's briah, right? He tells you how you to establish a society. That's what society needs. But there's a Bezdin who's assigned that terrible task. I was coming in this morning on the radio. The jury is meeting to decide on the death penalty for that evil, totally evil individual who killed these three people in Connecticut. Broke into the house, raped the women, tried to kill the husband, the doctor, by hitting him on the head with a bat, and he thought he was dead. So what? They're sitting and evaluating what? Is there no redeeming feature to this man? If he has a redeeming feature, we'll give him life imprisonment. If not, it'll take his life. We have a jury, or the 13 men in a jury, sitting there trying to decide this thing. no shayla that he killed, right? But I have a bezdin over here who has to declare someone dead. They have to go ahead and give him what? Chenek, Saif, the murder is Chenek. No, Chenek, what's Chenek?
Strangulation.
Two Rabbonim, right, put a scarf around his neck, and like two Rabbonim have a machlokes, which direction they want to go. So Bezdin has to be darn sure what they're doing. That's what Tosfos is saying. What Tosfos is saying is, there's another aspect to this thing. I have to go and kill somebody. Right? So I have to be sure that the man is indeed a murderer. And I know very well that legalistically, by legalism, he's vaday a murderer, because Rov is a din d'oraisa. You go bosa rov. And rov means there's no suffix. Right? Especially in Yonei Sanhedrin, with Reuven Yisakamon, no suffix. Even Reuven the lesser kamon, so called general what's called a rov, most things as they happen, probability. In halachically, we treat it like a vaday. But on Bezdin, there's the Chiyuv Misa. They have the Chiyuv to administer Misa. Therefore, Bezdin has to be sure before they can act. Bezdin cannot be sure 100% that the doctors were right. The Omdin remains still in the minds of everybody a probability that it can't be, that it won't be. Therefore, one is legalism, and one is medical decisions. The lawyers, the judges, have no trouble paskin legally. Legally, it's 100% sure that he's chayv misa, right? But it's still dependent upon the umdana, and umdana, that's what Tosfos quotes. Why? He says, look inside. Apagav the ruber maisi, right? Hichal kivet shabacha v'hogo poto, right? Nevertheless, right? Apagav losan miso, right? Nevertheless, it's based upon afapisha amdu lemiso, right? Then ein hogan also goes manshu chai. Called the Zimna Name the Omnil Miso, the Chai Afakab the Huva Maisi. So I would like to learn Pshat. There are two separate acts. There's an act of the murderer where we say, the halacha says we go Bosarov. Now no trouble killing him. Right? Then comes the second halacha. Bezdin is Mitzuvah to kill. Right? So Bezdin says, you want me to take an action and kill a man? In my mind, I have a suffix. Why? 10 years ago, we had a case with Omdin Lemisa, and he didn't die. Therefore, I don't want to go ahead and cause a death of an individual without it being not Basarov. It has to be Vaday Vaday. Has Vaday Vaday. I hope should also, we lock up the accused murderer. And I wait to see you. When he dies, I'll kill him. Okay.
Sir, Rabbi, why can't we just say that we have an umdina, we have the notion of rov. Beit Din will kill LP rov, but a rov can't trump a mitziyut. If mitziyut, the guy's alive, the guy's breathing, I can't say the guy's dead, because LP rov, most guys are dead when their throat is slit.
No, no, no.
If the guy's breathing right now,
even
though he's definitely going to die,
supposedly,
ultimately he's living and breathing, so my rov can't trump the guy who's actually alive breathing in front of me.
If Omdin has any value...
If once that happens, then fine.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
If Omed has any value...
Yeah.
Right. Then you have to say, Omed means he's vaday going to die.
No, we just say it's pragmatic. We say pragmatically speaking, why don't we just say we're being pragmatic? A rov is a rov. A rov doesn't mean a 100% this is going to be the case. A rov is a pragmatic way that Kadosh Baruch Hu says we should practice in the world. So rov is great, but if I have a rov in the face of a mitzias, you can't say, oh, rov is, he's dead. No, the guy's alive right now. I have to wait for him to die first, and then we'll...
Let me orient your thinking a little differently.
Okay.
There's a fellow, one of the son, you listen to the radio coming in, you start the day depressed. What's the last thing on the radio I heard? A father shot two of his children and committed suicide. Yeah. How is that possible? Okay. What if a child doesn't shot his father, but punch his father in the nose? Okay. And they gave him a bloody nose. We take him to Bezin.
We'll kill him.
Bezin says, Chayv Misa.
Correct.
So the son says,
he's not my father, prove it.
Prove it.
Right. So we say it's Rov.
Rov.
But that's not Vadai.
Rov Bila Zachaba. And we kill him on it.
Correct. I'll be Rov, not be Vadai.
Well, how about
empirical evidence?
Hakash
Baruch Hu says
no empirical
Rov is
evidence.
Enough. Hakash Baruch Hu says
so Rov is Vadai. No.
No, Rov is enough.
Only because of Rov. Only because of Rov. So Rov there is a Vadai. And you kill him.
Yeah, I'd say Rov is what a Kodesh.
Why is it different Rov?
Because it could, in Echanam, it could be his adopted kid.
Could be the mother
that,
was
that is possible.
Mother was Mazana.
Sorry?
Right.
That is possible, right? If you say it's a Vada, it means it's absolutely 100% impossible.
Yeah, but is it absolutely
not? Logically incompatible, Kobe. You can't say that.
No.
We know for a fact that could be. He's right. In Echanam, there's a 1 in a million chance it could be his adopted.
Therefore, do you kill him or not?
We do. Because Rov is enough. Not because it's a Vada.
So why isn't Rov enough over here?
No, I'm saying, but to say Rov and because Mitzias is the guy's alive. I can't say you're a murderer when the guy's still alive and breathing.
The Rov goes to Lamisa means he's alive. Rov goes to Lamisa says, right, he's alive.
Correct.
Therefore, dead, what? He's dead.
No, we assume that he will be dead.
That's why Rashi is a nice Russian, right? He's a Gavri Katila. He's a dead man walking. He's a zombie. He's a dead man.
If you make someone a trefer,
the fact that he's walking is confusing you.
If you make someone a trefer, you chayv misa as well.
Huh?
If you make somebody
make a trefer.
Make somebody a trefer.
Yeah. If he dies.
Correct.
That's the every trefer om the lemisa. Not every trefer doesn't have a problem. That rov trefer is lemisa.
That's what I was saying. Why is it? Why don't we execute the guy right away? I thought that was the question. Why don't we execute the guy right away? No, about
okay, people. Okay, you fight it out while I take a rest. I've been working too hard on this one.
I was saying, once you know a guy's a ghost, say so. Luckily, we're going to assume the guy's going to be dead for sure. So now I take you, and I'm not sure if this guy's a bad, and I put you in jail.
Time out. Go ahead. Give me.
Oh, no, I thought you were being serious.
No, hit him here. Okay.
Rabbi, if a person is called to jury duty.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If a person is called to jury duty on a capital case to sit on a jury and condemn a person to death.
A terrible thing.
Are they allowed to go halachically?
No.
So how do they get themselves out of jury duty?
Yeah, they'll ask you, jury, they ask you, do you have any religious compunctions?
Oh, yeah, it's really easy.
Carrying a death penalty.
To get out of this.
Just say you're a religious fundamentalist, they'll get rid of you.
Okay, people, we ran out of time.
You never want to do jury duty, so
right,
it's
we have.